What I thought would be a really great way to start the show, Tony, and I'm hoping we can do this on our monthly get-togethers, is share something of a kind of grounding, breathing exercise, because I know that's a part of your work. It often sounds so funny, doesn't it, to say, helping people to breathe or to remember to breathe, because that's such a fundamental human thing. But at the same time, people really don't often breathe very properly. And I know that when I go into my kind of, media headspace here, I'm getting a bit short of breath and tense. And obviously, the most useful thing for me to do would be to breathe properly and deeply. But we don't do that when we're feeling a little under pressure. Would you mind taking us through a breathing exercise to get everybody in a nice, grounded and peaceful state?
I would be very happy to do that, because for me, practice, goes beyond just words. And as you said, to do something so that you can listen more deeply or be present more deeply to what is being communicated is all part of relationship skills, and also, relating to oneself. So I thought to share a very simple breathing meditation which actually helps one to see things more clearly. So it's focused on the third eye, which is basically the space between the eyebrows. And this is a space that helps the intuitive and creative aspect of ourselves to see more clearly what is really going on. And the breath just grounds that into, something that we can relate to that is more concrete. So it's a very simple meditation, and I can start now if your listeners are ready. Yes?
It's already. You haven't even started yet.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, it's good to sit down or find a comfortable position, just because when you begin to relax, it's nice to be able to completely let go. So when you've done this, it's a matter of just taking a few moments to be aware of how the breath is, not trying to change anything or trying to breathe in any specific way, but just being present to the breath. Is the breath deep into the belly, or is the breath shallow? Is the breath circular, or is the breath, does it have some sort of limitation? Are you uncomfortable? Just observing everything that is going on without trying to change anything, without judgment, without I should do it this way or do it that way. Just taking a few moments to breathe in and breathe out. And that is a wonderful experience. Because then basically the whole body begins to function in a much more harmonious way. And when this begins to happen, then you can begin to help the breath through your intention, through just focusing the breath in a very specific way, help the breath by being conscious that when you take a deep, deep breath through the nostrils, deep breath, breathing the breath more than you normally would. So the breath goes in through the nostrils, up into the head, and down deep into the belly. And as you breathe out deep from the belly, out through the lungs, and out again through the nostrils. And just doing this for a few moments, and noticing how when you consciously change the breath to become more circular, more rhythmical, how the intuitive part of your self, which is very strong around the third eye, begins to perceive the situation differently, begins to see the bigger picture. And so what you're doing is moving the energy that is all around, life energy or the universal energy that is what sustains every aspect of this world, in a more creative way, so that your intelligence and understanding through the breath can come up with very beautiful pictures. For some people this is visual, for other people this may be a feeling, for other people it may just be a knowingness. There is no need to do anything specific, it's just allowing the process, like the breath, to go deeper and deeper. And in the space of between the eyebrows, the third eye, just making sure as you breathe in that this space opens up like the breath and has the same rhythm and the same feeling like the breath. So as you breathe in, including that space,